From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The Senate Intelligence Committee revealed Wednesday it is continuing to investigate whether elements of President Trump's campaign colluded with Russia to sway the 2016 election, while warning that Russian meddling could expand and threaten future elections. The committee's chairman, Republican Richard Burr of North Carolina, told reporters Wednesday the issue of collusion is still open. We have more work to do as it relates to collusion, but we're developing a clearer picture of what happened. Despite dropping no bombshells about President Trump's inner circle, Burr and the committee's senior Democrat Mark Warner of Virginia said they felt compelled to go public with other conclusions reached so far. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is denying reports that he is close to resigning. He strongly reaffirmed his support for President Trump and his foreign policies. His comments came after a bombshell news report detailing tensions between Trump and Tillerson.
I'm not going to deal with petty stuff like that. I mean, this is what I don't understand about Washington. Again, you know, I'm not from this place, but the places I come from, we don't deal with that kind of petty nonsense. And it is intended to do nothing but divide people. And I'm just not going to be part of this effort to divide this administration.
After listing what he described as a number of foreign policy achievements by the president and his cabinet working together as a team, Tillerson denied he'd been on the brink of resigning in July. He also did not respond directly to a report from NBC that he had called the president, quote, a moron. This is VOA News. President Trump visited victims of a mass shooting in Las Vegas on Wednesday. He said there is still no known motive for the attack, but investigators are, quote, looking very hard for answers. Trump praised emergency personnel and medical staff who responded to the massacre that killed at least 58 people and wounded more than 500. The shooting happened on Sunday night when a gunman in a hotel tower, fired into a large crowd attending a country music festival. Trump said of the gunman, allegedly 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, he's a sick, demented man. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein announced Wednesday she would introduce legislation to ban a type of device known as a, quote, bump stock, that was allegedly used by the man who fired on concertgoers Sunday in Las Vegas. Police said 12 of the rifles found in Stephen Paddock's hotel room were equipped with the attachment that allows a user to accelerate the rate of fire on a semi-automatic rifle, essentially mimicking the action of an automatic rifle. Feinstein is a prominent supporter of gun control legislation. She said the bump stocks exploit a loophole in existing law, which already bans fully automatic weapons, and she says the loophole needs to be closed. Feinstein was joined by more than two dozen other Democrats who co-sponsored or co-supported the bill. The measure serves as the first legislation introduced by Democrats following the mass shooting. Just a day earlier, Democrat Senator Chris Murphy called his Republican colleagues cowards for offering thoughts and prayers instead of immediately calling for more gun control legislation. And with the cutoff date looming on Thursday for more than 150,000 undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children, about three-quarters of those eligible to renew their temporary status have sent in their paperwork. That potentially leaves tens of thousands of people who received work permits and possible relief from deportation under Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, without the protections afforded by the policy, which the Trump administration decided to phase out last month. As of today, 112,000 of those DACA recipients, whose status was set to expire by March 5th, 2018, had applied for the two-year extension. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at VOA News and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.